Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
And the peripherals are not that kind to Kyle Hendricks. If somebody still, and I don't know who these people are, still looking at a one-loss record, they see him at 12-4. The ERA is fine at 3.61, but the peripherals are not. His expected ERA is 4.71. His fielder independent pitching is 4.62. Expected fielder independent pitching is 4.46. And despite having thrown 117 innings, he's only been worth one win.
Dang.
Yep.
Leila Rahimi.
So we're talking about the Cubs game from last night. And you know what we're not talking about? The matchup that we saw between Wainwright and Hendricks.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, if you give up just two runs, that should be good. That should be enough. That should win you a game.
Well, might be the deepest part.
Deep drive to right. This is going to be a home run. Long home run for Dylan Carlson. Cardinals lead 1-0.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
Now the 1-1 to Arenado. Driven in the air. Deep left center. This is trouble. Back to the wall. And this ball is gone. Nolan Arenado, a long two-run home run to left center.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, not great. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. A lot to talk about today. We had some things happening last night that we need to get to start. Some Blackhawks talk. Mike Florio with the NFL really flexing. And when you're applauding Roger Goodell and the NFL much more so than you are aspects of local, state, and federal governments, it really says something. That they're just like, yeah, here's what we're going to do. Here's what the consequences are going to be. Here's what the incentives are. Deal with it. Good for the NFL. He's got all the details for us at 10. We're going to try to talk through the America Olympics at 10:20 just for fun. Midday Midway. Same goes for that at 10:40. Then Ball Tales at 11. And save it. Don't text in now. If you text in now, it's going to be subsumed in the text river and it's going to be gone. So wait until that segment. Otherwise, all of your people are texting in already right now about Vernon Wells and Felix PA. And save it. Don't do it now. I can't go back and find it later. So just wait for the bit.
People can't wait.
To do the bit.
They can't wait. They've
Ball
been
tales.
Texting all week.
At 11, and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's our phone number at WSCR The Score. That's the listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to send an email, you send it to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Your texts are in the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. If you want to follow on Twitter, that's awesome, too. That is at Bernstein Rahimi.
I was watching you, and then your face was perplexed, and then I realized you were watching the opening ceremony.
It was awesome samurai, dude. Did you see that guy?
Yes.
If I had that costume, I'd wear it all the time. I'd, like, sit down at an Arby's like that. Like, look at that dude.
He's pretty crazy.
That dude rules.
I like it.
there's got to be a specific name for that character. I don't know if that is a... It's an
awesome character?
A kabuki? What is that? Find out. Do the research. Come on.
Or just turn the volume up on your TV if you're watching it.
I want to know the legend of that. Seriously, he's like a samurai, like mega warrior, and somebody's playing the piano and he's scaling the mountain and everything is happening right now in Tokyo.
Sometimes other countries are just cooler than us and we need to accept it.
A lot of countries are cooler than we are. We're lame compared to that. We don't have awesome super samurai guy.
Don't we?
We just probably have a redneck with a couple guns sitting there farting. I mean, that's cool stuff there.
I don't know that guy's wearing that in public necessarily.
I hope it's not a costume. I think it's an actual dude. I don't think that's a regular guy in a costume.
He just wandered in like a like a streaker at a White Sox game.
Yeah, he just
I'm here for the opening ceremony.
Yes. Like, oh, fine. You have a starring role.
Hold on.
What?
We have the equivalent of that.
What?
We have every dude who's ever walked into a place holding a clipboard, wearing a hard hat, wearing steel toe boots.
Yes, and the reflective vest.
We have, get in anywhere looking like this guy.
Representing the United States, entitled white man.
He's got the wire-rimmed glasses, the clipboard, the walkie-talkie.
Just point and smile.
Yep. That's right. Nod, go over, make some notes on the clipboard, and walk anywhere.
But here's what makes it an Olympic sport. What are you doing once you get in, guy? What are you doing then? You got to act like you've been there before. Take some notes or something.
When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. I mentioned your the show Twitter. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Download the Odyssey app to stream the score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Twitch is already jumping. So go to twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Be part of the chat there that is moderated by Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell. And check us all out. You got Jay Zawoski in his y'all's shirt with his Cub hat. Jordan Malley representing the White Sox because, like, sports. And I'm a day late to polo day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because we're all wearing, Grody and I were wearing t-shirts today.
I know. I'm a day late. I apologize.
So next week it's Thursday.
I'll figure it out.
I don't know if Grody's going to wear a polo or not because I don't know what he's doing next
week. I got
it
all wrong. Couple things here. John Boogchambi is 100% right when he said last night, if you get hit in the head like that, you should come out of the game. You shouldn't look for reason. They have a couple people. What is the manager doing over there? What is Shildt doing? Like, how is he contributing to that? Guy just got hit in the head.
Well, it was a personal decision.
Just have him come out of the game. Because there could be things wrong that you don't know. Give it time. Getting hit in the head with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. I understand if it's a breaking ball that squirts out of the hand and it spins up there and glances off. But hit flush in the head at 95, you're coming out of the game.
And think about how long it took, too, afterward. That's your first indication that Edmundo Sosa should not have stayed in that game. Like, I saw Rizzo trying to make him laugh at first base and trying to bring the stress down. But it took, what, 7-8 minutes when we were watching after that? And mm-hmm. that was bad.
Yes.
And everybody acknowledged it was bad. I have no idea why he decided to stay in the game.
It shouldn't be
in
up.
That game?
It shouldn't be up to the guy who just got hit in the head. It's up to your training staff and your doctors to say, probably should come out.
Right. And if it's a baseball decision and you take away the individual, this is not a game where a lot's on the line for either team right now. So
I don't think there's any intelligent counter argument to having a guy come out of the game when he's hit flush in the head by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Also, special shout out to Boogchambi for noting Tahlequah, Oklahoma in the broadcast yesterday.
Tahlequah?
Yeah, it's it was the hometown of one of the Cardinals.
And okay.
It's the capital of the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, so that was pretty neat.
Aha. We got some disturbing new details regarding the Blackhawks molestation scandal or sexual assault scandal, whatever you want to call it, and it's ongoing, and now there are more. Your heroes are involved now. Now you've got any number of guys whose jerseys you own who are involved in this and who are tainted by it.
Sickening details.
Yes. absolutely sickening details about the specifics of the assault itself and then what Blackhawks players did to the victim. It's not good, but it's next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
With the independent investigation, do you plan to participate in that, and do you hope those findings are made public?
Yes, Scott. The review itself is something that that I do plan to participate in, and I'm going to give it my full cooperation. You know, as far as where it goes, that's not something that I can comment on. But I do know that we have some experts that we brought in. You know, from my understanding, these are well-respected people in the legal community, and I intend to fully cooperate with them.
Blackhawks general manager Stan Bowman speaking before we got these details of the amended complaints that have been filed regarding John Doe's 1 and 2. And I can't give you all the details on a over-the-air radio station because I can talk around some of this stuff. But it is really nasty, especially now with the involvement of multiple Blackhawks players and their treatment of these victims. The Sun-Times' Ben Pope did a really good job sort of putting things in order here. And he writes that disturbing new details about former Blackhawks video coach Bradley Aldrich's alleged sexual assault of an anonymous former Hawks player in May of 2010 have come to light. There are amended versions of two lawsuits filed Thursday obtained by the Sun-Times. The first amended lawsuit claims Aldrich forced the Hawks player, identified as John Doe 1, to have non-consensual sex. A specification was previously unclear. He was invited to Aldrich's apartment under the premise that Aldrich would go over game clips. Then he turned on pornography, tried to leave the apartment, blocked the exit, and physically threatened Doe 1 with a souvenir Cubs baseball bat, telling him he would never play in the NHL if he did not engage in non-consensual sexual activity with Aldrich at that time. And then there are the details of that. Hawks skills coach James Gary later convinced Doe 1 that he was responsible for the incident, even as Aldridge continued to send harassing texts. Another skills coach, Paul Vincent, allegedly told a group of Hawks execs, including then-president John McDonough and current GM Stan Bowman, about the incident on May 17, 2010, but the executive group allegedly refused to notify police. They have claimed in their motion that they had no statutory duty to report the incident because Doe 1 was not a minor, not disabled, and not in a care facility. Maybe true, but it doesn't, just because they had no responsibility to do it, doesn't mean they shouldn't have done it. And it goes on with an amended version of the second lawsuit filed by John Doe 2. That's the 16-year-old Michigan high school student whom Aldridge confessed to sexually assaulting in 2013. And there are all sorts of other details that are coming through in the Doe 1 lawsuit, that Doe 1 was allegedly subject to homophobic and humiliating trash talking relating to the incident for years at hockey practices and scrimmages at which Hawks employed coaches were present. The team permitted its players to repeatedly harass Doe 1 by calling him slur words and asking him if he wanted to engage in sex acts. So these are his teammates in front of the coaches.
And when you read it out loud, speak the words out loud, it's even worse than reading it by yourself.
This blows out of the water, these ideas of, oh, we didn't know, and this was all kept. And a lot of the plausible deniability is shattered when you have this openly an aspect of your practice culture for years. Come on, what are we really talking about now? And how dug in? Like, there are some organizations that right now would fire everybody and not have some sham internal investigation that they're paying for. There are some I'd like to think that there are some organizations that would say, we need to clean house of anybody that's attached to this.
Think about the point you have to get to convince somebody else that it's their fault. When they clearly tried to speak up multiple times knowing it was wrong, trying to escape knowing it was wrong. How do you get to the point where you reportedly convince somebody to think it was their fault? Is it denial? Or is it the fact that this went on for that long that people had to like construct a mental gymnastics routine to get there?
It's a protection of the institution. It is that shared psychology that has been the common thread in any number of these cases, wherever we want to look. And rather than shine the sunlight on it, and rather than the number of times you have to choose to not do the right thing, how many of those practices over those years? How often were coaches hearing all this? And no, and if it's clear that everybody knew, and it hurts like hell to think that there's nothing we can do about it now, and that they allowed that guy to go and prey on others, and I'm sure many others who are not involved in this lawsuit, who have not been able to stand up and put their name on something like this. We don't know how many people Aldridge has preyed on.
Because why would you? If you're one of the best in the world at what you do and you're in the NHL and this is happening and this is how you're being treated, why would you be incentivized to speak up? On what planet would you be incentivized to do so? And the description of the culture of hockey and how young players in places like small towns in Canada and how they're indoctrinated into that, and that is their life and the culture is their life too, and they might not necessarily know what their rights are in these situations or what the culture actually is because they only have their own personal experience. I want to point out a couple of other details too that I think are noteworthy. If you can stomach them, which I am still trying to do, the fact that the report says it keeps saying positive review. Not just review,
not just confirmation
of time of employment. Positive is a word that keeps being brought up. Positive. Also, what about the part of it that says repeatedly invited young interns to his place and they were aware and it was quite unusual? You were aware of this? You thought it was quite unusual? You didn't see a need to override one person affecting other people's behavior? How?
If your defense to these lawsuits is we didn't have to, by the letter of the law, we were not required to do anything, that sucks too. Why wouldn't you want to do something?
Are you just assuming that everything is consensual because of the age and not the nature of the actual situation? Because John Doe 1, from all these reports, is confirming to you that it wasn't. That it was forced. He was trapped.
He was threatened with a club.
He was threatened with violence.
And it was easier for fans to dismiss the thing when it was, oh, just management failed. It was just the management. We don't like them anyway. Fire them anyway. Now you're hearing about players bullying this person after this happened. John Doe 1 getting called homophobic slurs on the ice. All these legends of the Blackhawks' great leadership and the greatest captains and leaders in Blackhawks history, all those narratives are out the window now. They stood by and let that happen. Maybe they participated. We don't know. But I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear about the greatest captain in franchise history anymore because it happened under his watch. And these guys have to know what's going on. They're all playing dumb like, oh, gee whiz, I didn't know anything until this summer. BS. You knew. By the way, remember in 2016 playoffs, Andrew Shaw was caught on camera using a homophobic slur. A year later in Montreal, he was investigated for doing it again, but they found he didn't do it. They got a lip reader who said he didn't do it. This is the culture of the league. This is the culture of the Blackhawks and that Stanley Cup team. And this is something that longtime, lifelong fans like me are dealing with now. I saw a lot of people who have been Hawks fans forever just jumping ship last night. That's it. That was the final straw. I'm done. I'm finding a new team. And I think they're serious this time. Fans say that all the time. It's one thing when you trade a great player or whatever. This is different. This is really hard to disconnect from.
It just keeps repeating over and over again a process that seems to be happening and unfolding before us, which is the way these details are becoming more and more gory. That the Hawks have been given chances to respond in a certain way, or there's been space there to take some sort of, I guess you can't do responsibility for being sued because your lawyers are going to tell you not to, but there's, it didn't have to get to this point. And it's like, we keep going over these details and they get worse and worse and worse.
And because they've set up the bulwark that they have of the private internal investigation, I don't think that it is the details. You keep thinking like, how bad could it get? Well, it's gotten this bad. And now they're dug into this process and it's going to insulate them from consequences. It's already obvious. And when Joel Quenneville is saying, well, I didn't have any idea, how could, if players are openly taunting the guy at multiple practices over the course of years, years, this isn't a one-time thing, someone said something once. If they're saying this stuff out loud, no coach can claim that he was unaware. None. This is permeating the organization and had been and was apparently okay.
How about just allowing that language anyway?
Right.
Without knowledge of the assault, fine. If you want to pretend you didn't know, which of course you did, you're still allowing that sort of language at your practices.
The only way that I could see that there's some sort of plausible deniability is based on consent. And it sure doesn't seem like it was consensual.
Yeah, souvenir bat does not usually indicate consent.
For years, those were the two words that I put in all caps underlined on my notes on this story. For years. And the idea of aware and quite unusual behavior. A positive review. The word positive keeps being brought up. And then you see the other footnote here that Notre Dame players were uncomfortable around him. So they knew.
At some point, you're 10 years removed from this. So I don't know what kind of retroactive scrubbing can be done here. I don't know how you make yourself safer and better and nicer moving forward and how much of this is just sort of retroactive punishment. That's what hurts, is how much time has gone by. And everything, we can't change our feelings or your feelings as a Blackhawks fan, but it's just uncomfortable knowing what was happening as you were jumping around to Chelsea Dagger and as you're wearing your favorite players' shirts and taking your kids to the games and all that stuff. And, you know, this is you know, hockey's become part of my life because of the Blackhawks, because of those Blackhawks teams.
Hockey's become a part of your children's lives.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm driving to Kankakee for hockey games because of these, because of that Blackhawks team. When the kid, I got a picture of him that John McDonough and Jay Blunk made for me, because when he was 5 years old at his first game, somebody came up and took a picture of him. Next thing I know, in the mail comes this gorgeous framed photo of the beautiful with a plaque on it inlaid of him, huge. It's still on his wall in his bedroom right now, right across from his bed, of him in his, you know, shirt and enjoying his first ever live Blackhawks game. That was that team. I got to look at that now, and all of a sudden he says, "Dad, I want to play hockey," and I buy him a first pair of skates, and he goes over to McFetridge with the little thing and learns how to skate.
And now you wonder, based on two really upsetting reports in the last 4 months, if you can trust anybody with your kids.
That was that team. And then I had to deal with all the Chico Adrada stuff that was going on. Yeah, with that, who a friend of his said, "Hey, Chico wants to watch your son play." Okay, well, you know where we pray, you know where we are. Come out and then I've got to learn about that guy.
How unnerved are you even speaking about that right now?
It's nasty, man. And we had to have all kinds of talks because, you know, as Penn State stuff was going on and all that. And believe me, anybody who's got a kid in youth sports anywhere, you have those talks. You always say, you know, these are the rules. This is what's okay. This is what's not okay. If anything in any locker room or any of this happens, you tell me and never be afraid to say.
But
you always talk about
that. But here's the problem. If adults don't do their jobs, then the kids feel even worse for somehow not protecting themselves.
They blamed him. Their own coach told John Doe 1, "Oh, it's your fault." A representative of the organization told the alleged victim his assault was his fault.
It's so upsetting. I have trouble speaking.
Man, I wish there was something simple or some way of saying, well, you know, fire everybody. There's no making this okay other than money after the fact. That's the way our system works. That's how we right wrongs in our civil court system. But there's no making this better. There just isn't.
Money doesn't. Money doesn't get your peace of mind back. Money doesn't bring somebody's life back if somebody's life has been lost. But money doesn't do those things. Money doesn't take your time back. It doesn't take that person's feelings back for when his teammates were reportedly mocking him in practice and nobody cared.
Well, you just hope justice is done one way or another. It's all we can hope for. Mike Florio has some details on the NFL and how aggressively they're trying to get people vaccinated, and good on them. That's next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!